covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Just 3 and a bit years after it debuted on the platform, Rocket League is ending support for Linux and Steam OS. Psyonix, the development team behind the popular Cars Meets Football game, announced the end of Mac OS and Linux support in a short statement posted on their website. They say, quote, "As we continue to upgrade Rocket League with new technologies, it is no longer viable for us to maintain support for the Mac OS and Linux or Steam OS platforms. As a result, the patch for the OS and the Linux versions of the game will be in March. This update will disable online functionality, such as in-game purchases, for players on Mac OS and Linux, but offline features, including local matches and split-screen play, will still be accessible," end quote. Last year, Psyonix was acquired by Epic Games, who announced plans to stop selling the hit game on Steam, though without impacting players who had already purchased it. But it's not all bad news. If you already own the game, you can continue to play it on Linux without any limitations until the March update arrives. After this, you can also continue to play it just without any of the online capabilities. Don't forget that if you bought Rocket League for Linux on Steam, you can still access full functionality, including online play, by installing it on a computer running a supported version of Windows. Not an ideal solution, but at least you don't totally lose your purchase.
Burn, Linux users.
What?
I agree. However, how many avid gamers are Linux users?
All of them.
Yes.
I like to believe.
But you don't see people using Linux for the purposes of gaming.
That is true.
Maybe that's part of this, too, is that, okay, my kids play that on the Switch. Rocket League is like the Nintendo Switch all the way. Now, right now, yeah, I'd say the Switch is where it's at. So
I will say that we had to install Windows on my computer because of gaming.
And because you got the VR headset and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. But for sure.
But that's why I have Windows on my computer. Like, I have Steam with my 300 games on it.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so for that reason, I need Windows.
Can I have access to your account? 400 games?
You can share your library.
I have three games.
I signed up for Steam when it initially came out.
After the show, in the credits, watch for it. We're going to have Jeff's Steam password.
No, but I mean, I don't think this is such a big deal. I mean, you typically don't see gamers running on Linux.
And here's the thing. I wish that it was a big deal. I wish that there was more of a wave toward Linux-based.
Sure.
Yeah, Jeff, I agree,
but the
you're looking at it in the current... like, this is now.
Yep.
Not a lot of gamers on Linux. Okay, so think about this. Well, the product's already on Linux. Yeah. Let's keep supporting it, and let's continue supporting Linux as a gaming platform, because it's a great gaming platform. Steam OS, for example.
From a monetary standpoint, they're finding that the return on investment for having programmers that will deal with it on a Linux base is not viable on the long term based on subscribership, then it totally makes sense. It's a business decision. I can't fault somebody for that.
I don't know. I feel like it's a build it and they will come sort of situation. They just need
They're not Kevin Costner, and we're not dealing with ghosts.
All I care is that Unreal Tournament runs on Linux.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything else in this entire world.
That is the one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That's true.
I mean, it's unfortunate that they're not investing in Linux anymore, but it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you go...
It still breaks my heart, Jeff.
It is sad.
Yeah.
I wish that I could choose a different operating system, but I need Windows to play my games.
Dual booting is a dual booting for the win. So
yes.
Windows 10 for gaming, Linux for everything else.
That's everything else.
But it doesn't have to be that way. Game developers need to realize.
That's right.
Exactly.
We could just have Linux and then
make this world a better place.
DaVinci Resolve is on Linux, so just bring Rocket League back.